The debate over the future of General Electric's Hudson River dredging is likely headed to court. New York State officials are pledging to sue the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency after EPA today issued GE a certificate of completion for the remedial action for its cleanup work on the Upper Hudson River. EPA says it will not determine the protectiveness for the remedy until more data is gathered. For decades, GE discharged toxic PCBs into the Hudson River. After this morning's announcement, the company says it met all of its commitments to EPA for the remediation work. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Segos spoke about EPA's actions.
The certificate was the big ticket item, right? Has GE met the terms of the cleanup? And we presented very compelling evidence to the EPA over the last 2 years that they have not met that standard. So today's issuance of the COC is a total failure of leadership at the federal level. This is a giveaway to corporate polluter, really one of the largest and most visible Superfund sites in the country. They could have easily used that data and put a longer pause on the COC and decided, let's get back in the river, let's see what's wrong, let's see what's causing the continued presence of PCBs in fish. But instead, they issued the COC, and it contains such things as a covenant not to sue, which is going to make their lives and our lives very difficult if we need to secure more dredging and more cleanup in the future.
Is DEC going to pursue dredging in additional parts of the river, not just this 40 miles between Fort Edward and Troy, but downriver all the way to Manhattan, perhaps?
Well, listen, right now what we have to do is get EPA to change course. We try to do it with science and legal persuasion, and now we obviously have to turn to the courts to do so. So our first step is going to be to get EPA to change course, get GE back into the river, do more sampling, and do more work. We can also at the same time begin looking at the lower Hudson. EPA has finally come around to the need to give a look at the lower Hudson, which is well overdue. So we'll remain active on that point. But, you know, until you fix the source of the contamination, that is the upriver area, you're going to see continued problems downriver.
The second part of the big announcement today from EPA was that EPA is not determining the protectiveness of the remedy and its impact on human or environmental health. Is putting off a decision on the effectiveness of the cleanup, is that the right move?
Well, it's the only decision they could have made, right? I mean, the science, our science, their science shows that it's too early to know whether or not it's been protective. I mean, that goes to my other point, that there's lingering problems with the Upper Hudson, and there's really no way they could have ruled otherwise. Two separate decisions, but very much interrelated.
Have you had any communication with EPA since the announcement this morning?
Well, I got wind of it last night. I made a last-ditch effort to convince the EPA to change course, to hold off, so that we could let science be our guide here. They'd already made up their mind, unfortunately, and proceeded with the announcement this morning. So at this point, you know, we are heading towards the courts, and we'll let the judges decide whether or not this cleanup has been protective of human health and the environment. We certainly see it otherwise.